Estevan. The Estevan Comprehensive School Elects Senior Girls Basketball Team will host their 12th annual Victor Elias Memorial Shoot for a Cure Pink tournament March 3rd and 4, and this year they will be raising money for one of their peers. 8 teams will be entered in the competition. Estevan will have its annual pink game against the Weyburn Comprehensive School Eagles on March 3rd. Starting at 6 p.m. there will be a pre-game ceremony for Ty Lacy and family, who will be this year's tournament beneficiary. Teams will be wearing pink during the game. Elects head coach Jesse Smoljak said Lacy is a grade 11 student at ECS who has been diagnosed with primary mediastinal large B-cell lymphoma, PMBCL. It is a fast-growing, aggressive subtype of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. It occurs in the thymus or in lymph nodes in the center of the chest, said Smoljak. The team chose Taya so she can benefit from the proceeds to offset any expenses that she and her family may have, travel, meals, accommodations, etc. It hits home for my team as Taya is their age fighting cancer. This is the least we could do to help her and make her feel supported. She needs to know she is not alone in this fight against cancer. The Elects have already held some fundraisers, including a basketball camp at Westview School and at ECS in January for grades 5 to 8. The players have visited a variety of businesses in the city, asking for cash and prize donations for the tournament. They volunteered at the Estevan Early Years Family Resource Center for a family Valentine's Day party, and Smoljak said the Elects received a generous donation to give to Lacy. The team is working with the ECS Student Representative Council this week to challenge the student body in a pink solo cup donation fundraiser, and they are raising money to shave a teacher's head. The tournament admission, pink t-shirt sale, raffle table, and donations collected from the tournament will all be going to the Lacy family, said Smoljak. Smoljak noted the community is always so generous, regardless of the beneficiary. I'm amazed how our school and the community come together for an event to help those in need, from the generous donations to volunteering, said Smoljak. It is a good lesson for my girls to see how thinking of others can go a long way. Giving back is always a team lesson that I encourage, community and school with one another. In the past, some teams have provided donations. A couple of years ago, Yorkton Regional did a bottle drive and donated all of their proceeds to Shoot for a Cure. This year, Moose Jaw Vanier pre-ordered pink t-shirts that ECS is selling. Vanier athletes will be wearing them before their games to support Lacy. Weyburn will be part of the pre-game ceremony Friday night. Every year the teams are so kind and supportive. I really appreciate their positivity, said Smoljak. Other teams at the tournament will be Yorkton Regional, North Battleford Comprehensive, Moose Jaw Peacock, Regina Winston Knoll and Moose Jaw Central. The final will be at 7:30 p.m. on March 4. Smoljak noted the Elects have a young team this year with 10 grade 9s on the 14-player roster, but Smoljak and the coaches don't treat them as a young team. They have goals and expectations for the players to reach. They are a very athletic, versatile, and energetic group of players who have a passion for the game. They are constantly encouraging and supporting one another on and off the court. We are proud coaches that we don't have to enforce this during practice and games. It's just the group of girls they truly are, said Smoljak. Since the McLeod series was cancelled, the game with Weyburn will be the first meeting between the two teams this season. I think it is going to be a positive experience for both teams as the tournament fundraiser for Taya makes it more than just about a game. I know Taya's courage and strength during her fight against cancer have been very inspiring to the girls. I know they are looking forward to supporting Taya this week and after the tournament, said Smoljak.